Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
I also want a quick shout out to Black River Football. They're in the playoffs against Springfield tonight. My little brother happens to be on the coaching staff, so there's nothing against Springfield. All right, if anybody got ties there, it's not about you. It's familial ties. Got to back my boy. Good luck to Black River tonight, and good luck to all the Ohio high school football teams participating in the playoffs. It's a great accomplishment. Stay healthy, have some fun, compete like hell. I can't really take on any other rooting interest other than Black River, but best of luck to everybody. Meanwhile, best of luck to Mike Tannenbaum, because he has taken a shellacking. And it started this morning as he proposed a trade for Myles Garrett. And the shellacking just wasn't on social media. It was the people around him, this courtesy of ESPN GetUp.
The Detroit Lions are going to acquire Myles Garrett for 3 first-round picks, Jahmyr Gibbs, and a second-round pick. And the Detroit Lions are going to win the Super Bowl. They are a
They're going to throw in the Joe Louis fist. Hey, right. They're going to throw what the GM building, like what else? The bridge, that big bridge to Canada?
You can't even finish the proposal. And everybody said no. Look, they need a pass rusher in the worst way. Aiden Hutchinson may come back. This guy is still young, in the prime of his career. And if I'm Detroit, I can win the Super Bowl.
So, one, it's not great when you suggest a trade and you're a former NFL GM and everybody laughs. And by the way, you laugh at your own trade because you realize that no one's going to take you seriously on it. And the truth is, the Detroit Lions aren't going to offer that trade. They're not. And honestly, the bigger holdup might be Jahmyr Gibbs, who right now looks like, I mean, I don't know if you guys have watched the Lions play this year. Jahmyr Gibbs looks like a problem for the next 5 years with that lineup. And they've had some problems. Now, he's a running back, but they've had some problems with guys that are down the field threats or big play threats. Jahmyr Gibbs is a big play threat waiting to happen. But it's funny, man. Like, we're going to do this under the guise that Mike Tannenbaum, who's been fired twice because both of his tenures as a GM have been unmitigated disasters. We're going to do this under the auspices that the Lions might actually do this, just for sake of the argument. The Cleveland Browns would be celebrated around the NFL if they pulled this kind of trade off for Myles Garrett. Because everyone in the NFL is so drunk off value that we celebrate, oh, they got 2 first rounders for Jalen Ramsey. And they got 2 firsts and a third for this wide receiver. I don't know if you guys noticed, like, the Deshaun trade tends to be the anomaly here. Most of the time, when a franchise trades an elite level talent, I'm not talking about when a franchise oversells a really good player that people conflate with being a franchise player, I'm saying no BS. Left tackles, edge rushers, cornerbacks, wide receivers, guys that can impact the game that don't play a quarterback. Most times, the collection of assets you get for said elite players does not make up the body of work or the level of success or talent or impact that the elite player gave. So it's like, it's a great trade until you turn the 21st pick into like a fringe rotational defensive tackle. It's a great trade until you turn, we've turned him into a Greg Newsome. Starting corner in the NFL, but not an elite corner. And so the concept, I understand, fundamentally, I understand the concept of value. But I would hate every second of this trade. I would. And it's not just, listen, it's I get value, and I want to finish making this point before I get to the Myles part of this. Like, value doesn't, like, when I look at the, I'm like, man, I am so glad we got value for that guy. And everybody is trying to do the thing, and the smartest people in the room thing is now, well, you moved on from that player a year early, then you moved on a year late, right? That's been around the NFL forever, but now that value is, I mean, now that concept is at an all-time high. I think we need to get back to some common sense on it's okay to let a guy play his whole career in one spot if by the end he's maybe not as good as he was at his peak. Like, I don't know when fans, I get that media do it because media are just following trends of whatever the front office says. Like, that's 99% of any, whether it's NFL, Major League Baseball, NBA, the group think is, well, the teams think this way, so I'm going to think this way because then I look smarter, right? It's okay to think, no, Miles is a franchise player. The Browns have already done this with Nick Chubb, by the way. Whether I know, okay, the Browns told Nick Chubb, hey, we want you back. We're not going to cut you because you matter too much to the Cleveland Browns and their fans. You did that with a 29-year-old running back coming off his second devastating knee injury. Like, across football, that's where the analytics guys make their cut. It doesn't matter if your name is Nick Chubb or Derrick Henry. So the Browns have already shown a soft spot for if you've done something for us to a specific degree, and if you mean something to our fans, we're going to back you in a way most organizations wouldn't. And so when we start talking about building culture, that's the kind of move. When players understand not every decision is simply a business decision. Sometimes we're going to love on you because you deserve love and you've earned it. And I get that you don't feel about Miles the same way that you feel about Nick Chubb, because Nick Chubb is in rarefied air in terms of love in this town. But man, I got to tell you, this is an exorbitant offer. You're not getting this offer. If somebody gives you this offer, the Browns likely would hop, skip, and jump their way to the league office themselves to make this deal happen. And everyone in the NFL would love it. It wouldn't make the Browns any better. And you would spend the next 15 years trying to find another Myles Garrett. And I think that player movement is a huge part of what makes any league successful. If you really want, if we want to get back to baseball, okay, the next step is not, well, automatic umpires, right? Do we have robot umpires, right? No. It's get to a point where all 30 teams at any given point in a 5 to 10 year period have a chance to sign Juan Soto. If Cleveland, if we had $60 million in cap space, theoretically, here in Cleveland, and Juan Soto was out there, it would lead half the shows this winter. Because that would be a franchise-changing kind of deal. In the NFL, the parity is awesome. They have the kind of fair player movement that I think drives interest. The NBA, it's skewed in the other way. But like, of all leagues, player movement in the NFL seems to be the right mix of exciting and intelligent. But man, I cannot subscribe to any modicum of value for Myles Garrett. And if that means Miles blows out an Achilles at some point in the next 5 years and you got to pay him to get through that injury, fine. Because the 5 years of Miles, even 80% of Miles, is going to be worth it. And there's something priceless, something that cannot be valued about an elite player being your fan bases, right? And this is where I think it matters in Cleveland. Because we had a lot of really nice players that had really nice runs here. I will go down swinging for Orpheus Roy, who had like 6 or 7 years here, where I just love watching that. That dude was just a hell of a football player, right? But like, that was a really nice player. Wasn't Miles. And by the way, Orpheus began his career in Pittsburgh and ended his career in Pittsburgh. Braylon Edwards had a little stretch where he was one of the 5 best, 10 best wide receivers in the NFL. Very tight window there. But Braylon finished his career in New York because Eric Mangini was a doofus. And apparently, Braylon fought LeBron's friends and Eric Mangini saw that as justification to trade Braylon Edwards on the cheap. That's why he's also a 2-time failed head coach. That was personal. That was not nice. I don't take it back. But like every player not named Joe Thomas We've either had to get from somewhere else, or, like Baker, we gave up either prematurely, and I know Baker's not on the level of Miles, just walk with me here, because he's the best quarterback you've had since Bernie Kosar, but or we've seen them walk away and go play their best football elsewhere, or win something meaningful elsewhere. Bernie even, guys. Bernie as a backup won a Super Bowl in Dallas. What a kick in the shins that was as we were losing our team. I get that three firsts, a second, and Jahmyr Gibbs would be an insane price to get for a soon-to-be 30-year-old edge rusher with multiple feet injuries and maybe an Achilles aggravation right now. I totally get it. I'm not interested. All right? I'm just not. The one thing the Browns have not had enough of, and this is where the Browns are unique to a lot of the other franchises in the NFL. Almost everybody else had 10 years of their Myles Garrett or their Nick Chubb or 10 years of their Ja'Marr Chase or their elite player. One of the reasons why Jacksonville sucks is they'll get 5 years of a great player like Jalen Ramsey and then, he's a pain in the butt. We're going to get two firsts for him. By the way, they got Ka'Lavon Chase on and some other dude I don't know. Woo, what a trade. Oh, the Rams won the Super Bowl. I want to be the team taking other teams' best players, which Pittsburgh's done my entire life, which Baltimore's done my entire life. I don't be the guy selling it because of value, because it makes a bunch of knobs in the media. And in, SpotTrack, by the way, they're great. They literally did a great job. Or any cap gurus, get them a little randy because, three first rounders. Don't care. Hard pass. No, thank you. Offer me five first rounders and maybe I'll pop a gummy and see. But no, three first rounders, a second rounder, Jahmyr Gibbs. Hard pass. Thank you. And also, somebody fire Mike Tannenbaum again. Just hire him in like your front office just to fire him because he's a bit of a goof. 216-474-0092. Are you where I am on this, or would three first rounders, a second, and Jahmyr Gibbs? Is that enough for you to say hasta la vista to Myles Garrett? And when we come back, Jameis got his credit. Where's Ken Dorsey's 92.3 The Fan? We've had a lot of Myles Garrett conversation today. If you guys missed it, he basically shut the door for his side of things on the idea of trading Za'Darius Smith. It's like an 8-second clip, so we're not going to play it. But basically, it was I'll say everything I need to say to him at the end of the season, and basically alluding he's not going anywhere. I respect and I love Miles. I don't think you have that kind of power. Because here's the thing: I think if they get a fourth round pick for Za'Darius, I think Za'Darius is gone. I think Za'Darius is one of like six or seven guys that there's a specific value for old laser eyes Andrew Berry. And if you get it, like that guy's gone. I just find it tough to find the value for Miles that makes me say that he should also be one of those guys. Like, core players are core players for a reason. And like, it is okay to allow core players. Like, Miles is 29. He's not 36. He's not Joel Bitonio, who this could be his last 8 or 9 games. Is we're not in the same situation here. And everything changes. If Miles does want out, I think he should spend the rest of the season saying, please don't go. Now, Miles has said everything publicly he wants to be here, so I'm going to take his word on that. But I honestly think people are open to trading for Miles, because they somehow view him as part of the reason that the Browns are disappointing. I think we can glean why Miles maybe isn't as beloved in Cleveland as Nick Chubb.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
I get it. I really do. Some of that is on Miles. All right? Some of the things he said, some of the things he's done. Guys, I'll be honest with you. I'm not going to trade Miles Garrett because he does a Halloween thing every year that kind of annoys you. I'm not going to trade him because he can't be a grown-up and put on, you know, actual pants and a shirt in his press conferences. I think it's tacky. I think it's classless. I wish Miles would understand the value that he has in the his role and how bad of a look. There's a lot of women that work in that organization. There's a lot of men in that organization that don't need to see Thor's hammer. All right? I really love Miles. I wish he knew how bad of a look that was for him. I'm not trading him because of it. And we do this zero-sum thing in sports. It's the same with Ryan Day. It's the same with Kevin Stefanski, where everything has been reduced in 2020 to Ford. Either you love Kevin Stefanski or you want him fired. Either you want to give Kevin Stefanski a lifetime contract or he's the worst coach ever. And the truth is, neither is true. And the more logical you are, somehow you're the a-hole. The truth is, with Miles, there's not a price. Some elite players, some players should be priceless. Joe Thomas was priceless until Joe said, I want to go to Denver. He never said it, so he stayed here. Miles is there, but we're not at a point in Miles' career where I think even entertaining a call, somebody calling you, you're not going to hang up and be like, no, shut up. I kind of went Mulaney there. I've been listening to a lot of Mulaney comedy recently, but like, I'll be honest with you. When I've talked to people who've said, oh, I love the Tannenbaum idea, it's people who I kind of have an inkling don't really like Myles Garrett either. who just have some sort of, who don't like him anyway, who have some sort of grudge against Miles. I think it's crazy. I don't care about value when it comes to great Hall of Fame caliber players. I don't. And by the way, because Reform Smoker is saying, I'm not advocating the Garrett trade, but take your emotions out of it and see if you feel the same way. I think it's okay to have emotions. I think it's okay to have emotions about players who've earned a modicum of respect, love, and admiration. When somebody plays hurt, somebody plays hard, when somebody is a dominant player, guys, Miles was the defensive player of the year last year. Miles has played. I mean, this organization, and now I'm not going to turn this into a diatribe because we got a couple calls I want to get to. But Miles has played on some defenses that did not deserve him to play on them. They were beneath him, and he put up 12 sacks in a season. This organization has habitually sidestepped the obligation to put great players. Like, Za'Darius was a great player. He's a role player now. Mo Hurst and Quentin Jefferson and Shelby, they're really nice players. They're not starting every day or every down players in the NFL. Dalvin's a really underrated football player. But at most, Miles at any given point has had one other full-time defensive lineman that he could play with. Every other thing, it's been part-time player, platoon players. And I know that this is different because in the Schwartz defense, like, the whole point is nobody plays 100% of the snaps. I'm saying even right now, if we said your D-line has to play 100% of the snaps, you got two guys. Last year, you had two guys. Same two guys this year. 3 years ago, it was Jadavian, it was Miles. That's not on Miles. 216-474-0092. David in Streetsboro, welcome to the show, sir.
Oh, okay. Hey, what's up, man? I just disagree with you. You have your opinion, and this is my opinion. You there?
Mm-hmm.
My opinion is, Miles, he's good. He was great. This is NFL. This is a business. Get rid of Miles while we can. I'll take that those three first-rounders and a player and a second. I will take that. Let's do Miles a favor in his age. Wait a minute. Hear me out. Let's do him a favor. Trade him. To give him that chance to win a Super Bowl. We're not going to do it here. But we need to rebuild. We need to I know you don't want to hear it, but everybody want to. Look, Belichick, I like what he did. He cut Bernie or traded him. Everybody loved Bernie. But we needed that to happen. And we need people to wake up and say, I'm sorry, Miles, but we got to reach. We got to look out for the future. Miles got to go. Thank you.
David, one, I was scoffing at this notion of, we got to do right by Miles. I mocked Ken for saying that. I'm going to mock you, David. No, you know how you do right by Miles? You win football games. You stop the insanity and the cycle of suck. Like, I get this. We're not used to winning and going to the playoffs two out of every 4 years, let alone the idea of retools. They exist in the NFL. Teams retool all the time and still win or still competitive and still do right by their best players by winning. This dude had 92 or has 92 and a half sacks, and he's 28. Whew. Losing is a mental illness, I swear. Nelson, we got about 45 seconds, buddy. Welcome to the show. What you got for us?
What's up, man? Hey, in the pantheon of defensive players, Miles is up there, right? With his contemporaries, you know, TJ being probably the one that I would, you know, although TJ's technically not a defensive end. But, you know, the two statements could be true. I don't want to trade Miles because he's the closest that we probably have, you know, next to obviously Joe as to be a Hall of Famer. But, and I don't think that the Detroit Lions are going to give you three and a two for Miles, by the way, for the record. But I really hate the fact that we even having this discussion and that we are in this position, man. We got to stop. We got to keep our best players. And love him or hate him, the guy is dominant. And we need that guy on this team. Thanks, bro.
Appreciate you, buddy. That was damn near 45 seconds on the dot. You're better getting out on time than most of the hosts here. Daryl Ryder joins us next on 92.3 The Fan.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com